brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, indeed. Speaking of people being total Martha Schlacken arseholians.
Speaking of, but not limited to.
Jeepers, creepers, and chimney sweepers.
Yes.
First time in this so-called lawn care that they're using the old weed eater there. They're like, hey, let's do it right when they're wrapping up show prep. You know? Get a little background sound there.
Yeah.
I have my own music.
Okay. Nigga.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
All right.
Yes.
WineCellarMedia.com. has expired. This good way to open up the program.
yes. Hello.
Everything costs money at the same time.
Everything.
And motherfuckers came through and hit up the PayPal. Fair deal. We need that because the whole entire car is dead.
Yes.
Pretty much it's just like starter, alternator, battery, CD player. Right. What are you? Your fucking hubcaps.
Yeah, it's just,
And it's just starting to rust. I moved here right before your car started to rust.
I know.
I literally got to watch that happen.
You did.
Like, essentially, a 2008 PT Cruiser is an old car now.
It is an old car now.
Like, now I look at that like I look at a car that was, like, designed in the late 80s.
Right.
And it's like, oh, so what's that running on? Like, what, he's just
hope and dreams?
Yeah, like the fucking angry 13-year-old Marilyn Manson fans. Like, is it just their anger?
Yes.
Which, and I think some comedian said the only reason why they're so mad is because they wake up in the morning like, oh, fuck, I gotta put all that shit on.
Oh, that's kind of, like, legit, though.
God damn it, I gotta put on the whole costume and the fucking makeup
costume
and everything.
And the makeup and do the hair and, like, the fucking, and, like, when you wear more chains than, you know, an Inquisition-era dungeon has, it's, It can be time-consuming to get dressed. I get it. I was there. I was there. I did it. I went through my goth phase.
See, I don't know. I don't think you're not like them.
Oh, you're not white. But I was, like, one of the cool goths, you know.
I was... I like that self-declaration. Nah, I was the cool one. I was the good one.
Because there was, like, people who were just like, I'm really in it for, like, the music and to talk about socialism, basically. And then there were people who were like, ugh, I'm white and from the suburbs and my mom is horrible. Ugh. Like, you know, those people. Yeah.
And then there were other ones and they were just like,
oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
There were. It was fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think I've shown great restraint with not just putting all sorts of shit from BoJack Horseman in the soundboard.
Really? Because you play that one a lot.
I do. Now, imagine if I had, like, 15.
That would be the entire podcast. Yeah. You would literally become a Patton Oswalt bit.
Yeah, and Patton Oswalt writes for that show.
He does. And he's one of some of the characters.
Yeah, I know he does the Penguin.
The Penguin, and I think he's another character on there.
Yeah, I know I've heard him do some stuff. He doesn't have a lot of vocal range.
Right. And I guarantee you he's the one who wrote that fucking steal a meal from whoever McBeal, the Navy SEAL.
Oh, man.
Fucking swear to God that he wrote that shit.
I think it's in season 3 or maybe late season 2, they have a fake, like, a famous person whose name is Courtney Portnoy. They have a lot of fun with that name.
Mm-hmm.
They just go for it. Yes. I can't even pretend to fucking, like, I'm gonna make that repeat it.
Yes.
All right. There's stuff. There's things. There's what have you. This, that.
I have a paracord arm bracelet because apparently William felt the need to put them all together and slap them on my upper arm. So fortunately, my arm is fat enough to hold it in place. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, nigga. Yes. I feed you good. That's right.
Yeah, even though I sweated out half of my body weight fucking walking home from the doctor, but that's okay.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Yeah, because the car is dead, right? So the car is dead.
Right.
So we gotta fucking... That costs money, dollars, to get that back in gear.
Right.
And then it's like, but while the car's not up, gotta get to and from work.
Right.
So now money, dollars going off to the Uber.
Yes.
All right, and then and then shortly after we get the car up and running, we're just gonna use it to go look for another car.
Right.
So that we could try to replace this thing mid-September.
Yes.
All right, and with who knows what, Subaru, van, truckerino.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. What we can do. Yeah, get another vehicular.
Yeah.
So that's gonna cost money.
Yeah.
Monthly.
For the next 5 years.
Yeah,
or 7 years.
Yeah, or hopefully I fucking get enough raises and just fucking have a hot month and just knock that shit the fuck.
We can hope.
You know, like a hot quarter. There you go.
Yeah.
Have a hot quarter and just bang that shit out. And I'm also, and I'm training for another very, very, very small promotion, man. It's more just like extra duties.
Right.
It's not like a special title or anything, but... It gets me guaranteed a little bit more overtime every single Wednesday.
Right.
And comfortable overtime. I'm not interacting with anybody or doing any paperwork. Mm. The paperwork I'm doing is I take a Sharpie and write the machine number on it. On a piece of paper. That's the paperwork.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm fucking doing that shit. Yeah. Oh, and then the web... Our web... Like our website thing expired with WordPress. Mm-hmm. The HostGator thing expired, but that's only $15. The WordPress thing is $299.
Right.
That's what I saw in the email. I want to actually click it on the website and look.
Right. Which is like the thing though, because like, so that expired, and then it was car insurance month, and then the car had to get towed today, and now the car has to get, so it's just like, everything, and like, I had to pay all my fucking doctor copays, and I still have to get my fucking, plates thing from the DMV to redo my plates. It's just like, why does it all have to happen at once? Like, literally within a week, nigga. A week. It's like a $2,000 week.
Right, and in the culture we live in, it's like, alright, now, blow all your money on Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas shopping. Fuck you! We don't celebrate Thanksgiving. We celebrate fuck that job day. You know what fuck that job day consists of? We're gonna have to go back to the city of Warrenville because that's the only place that has Old English 40 ounces.
Mm.
I get an Old English 40 ounce and I get a Maker's Mark. Yes. Fuck that job day.
Yes.
Alright. News.
Comments.
Stuff.
Stuff.
Things. Whatnot.
All the things. And what have you.
This, that.
And the other.
And the other. God damn it.
We've been doing this a while, clearly. Alright. Let me see. So just like a quick headline, former Vice President Joe Biden, aka your Uncle Joe, if you're an asshole and you like the guy, is coming to the aid of embattled Democratic Senator Tom Carper, a veteran Delaware lawmaker who is facing a stronger than expected primary challenge from progressive Carrie Evelyn Harris. So here's the thing. Carper is the guy who killed the initiative to Biden's bill, which was to reduce healthcare premiums, right? So the guy who voted against reducing healthcare premiums, and now apparently their state has like one of the highest premiums across the country, and people can't afford healthcare. Yeah. So apparently, the guy who voted for that is being defended by Joe Biden over a progressive because progressives are fucking horrible people who don't want you to have to fucking die for healthcare premiums. Hey, yeah.
Is he also proud to be friends with Henry Kissinger?
Fucking probably. Let's see. They say Democratic leaders introduced a proposal for a public plan in the Senate Finance Committee, despite Democrats having a filibuster-proof majority. and wanted to create a government-backed public health insurance option to compete with private health insurers, Carper and a handful of other Democrats joined Republicans to vote down the initiative, guaranteeing that they would be left out of the final version of the Affordable Care Act. Uh-huh. And this guy is now being supported by Democratic leadership over a progressive, because we totally have two entirely different parties who bear no similarities to each other at all. It's amazing. Amazing. All right, so that was just like a little political headline. Whew. All right, what are we doing with this news? Where do you want to go first? Black children in school?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's do it. So, Taretha Wilson and MacArthur Bryant have raised their 10-year-old son, Tamarion, to call elders ma'am and sir. But that politeness got the fifth grader in trouble from a teacher at his school. The North Carolina parents told ABC 13 they had Tamarion move to a different classroom after his teacher punished him for calling her ma'am. Y'all niggas won't let black people just fucking breathe and live. Like, first, it's, black people are loud and disrespectful and this and that and the other. And now, like, y'all actually fucking mad that black kids are being polite and well-behaved. Yeah. Imagine being punished for being well-behaved.
Yeah.
What?
MAM is an acronym when little fucking dangerous little super predators say it. Everybody knows that.
What's it mean?
Miss Ass Anus Motherfucker. I didn't really actually have anything.
Tamarion returned to school Tuesday with a punishment he had to have signed by his parents. He went on to explain he called his teacher ma'am despite her request not to, and was told to write the word ma'am on a piece of paper 4 times per line as a penalty. He had a look of disappointment and shame, Bryant told ABC 13. At the end of the day, as a father, to feel responsible for that, knowing I was raising him and doing the best I can, it's not acceptable. Wilson went on to explain Tamarion had recently been in the hospital for seizure-related activity and was suffering from memory loss. Yeah.
Where does that kind of wording come from? Seizure-related activity. Like it's a fucking recreational act. Like... Hey, you guys want to fucking play some badminton? Nah! Let's have some seizures. What the fuck?
Seizure-related activity.
Yeah, that's like when I watch the news in Central Florida. They're like, everybody be careful. This thunderstorm is going to come with tornadic activity.
What?
Like, don't try to make it sound less terrifying. I know you mean tornadoes.
Adding to their anger was how the teacher allegedly told Tamarion during the encounter if she had something, she would have thrown it at him. The fuck? Which the parents say the teacher admitted when they met with her and the principal the next day. It wasn't right. It wasn't appropriate, said Wilson. Reps for the Northeast Carolina Preparatory School did not immediately respond to requests for comment and said this is a personnel matter.
Our preparatory school's private.
As far as I know, they typically are.
Uh-huh. So kind of more isolated and doesn't have to go through certain government hoops.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Though Tamarianna is moving to a different classroom, Brian is warning other parents of this sort of behavior. If it happened to my son, I'm pretty sure not a week, day, month, or year will occur when it doesn't happen to someone else's child. As for Tamarianna's punishment, it was returned to the teacher, signed as promised, but with an additional sheet of paper where Tamarianna wrote the definition of the word ma'am.
Which is just madam with an apostrophe instead of a D.
And then I was reading another news outlet that covered it, and apparently the teacher said she didn't like it because it makes her feel old.
Girl, you're the oldest person in the fucking room. Nigga, that part doesn't make you feel old? And how immature are you? How fucking... you're more childish than the children, really.
Like, actually, yeah.
If you feel old.
Yeah.
How about you sit your punk ass down in the desk and let that little boy teach you something? Apparently he's the one with fucking manners around here. Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Where was the black father? Oh,
he was raising him. He was raising him to teach them to call their elders ma'am and sir.
So apparently if you have the black father in the household and the black family unit is not broken up and the children are polite to their elders, you threaten to throw things at them.
It's almost like you can't win under this system. I don't know why.
Some country folk I came up around in foster care would say, can't win for losing.
Can't win for losing.
Which is... I don't get who weird. Is somebody is did a skunk sprayer or someone token on the reefer doobies?
Oh, somebody has really bad weed.
Oh, like cheap reefer doobies.
Yeah. Somebody has cheap weed.
Yeah, I haven't smelled the reefer doobies in 5 years now. So like, there probably is no bad weed to me now.
Probably not.
Yeah, like anything I hit, I'm gonna be like, whatever music is playing is fucking awesome. This is bad and boo. This is the shit.
Yeah, we go to fucking California. That shit's legal now. Just fucking walk to a dispensary and just,
That's ill. Hey, I'm going to the weed store.
Right. Do you need anything? Some Cheetos, Doritos, maybe?
I actually don't want anything from the weed store. I went yesterday. Like, there's gonna be, like, Weed Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Looking at the archive chat space, very little activity. There's Jan Loco with her books and her dachshunds, noting that, yes, we called him Milo Yiggy Yappermouth. and Theo Loco is said that he also had to replace a vehicular.
Yes, he did. He had to GoFundMe and everything, yes.
Yeah, oh, fuck. Did you hit it up?
Yes.
Okay. If you hit it up, you represented the wine cellar. The wine cellar hit it up.
Yes.
That's kind of like how I think I hit some niggas up, and I was like, that's just both of us.
It's us. It's the wine cellar is a thing.
Like, if we were a couple that went up.
Well, once once the government gets involved in your relationship, suddenly everything is ours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And if we were fucking normal and we had friends in proximity, like we get them a gift for the baby shower, this is from both of us.
From us?
Yeah.
Or the wedding shower. Oh, the wedding shower. Oh, I wish I had that shit queued up now. There's like this wild ass story about this chick who called off her wedding, but she was so fucking entitled because, like, she's like, I started dating him when we were, like, 14, and I knew he was going to be my soulmate. And now we have a child together, and he's, like, I don't think they're, like, 20 now or, like, 19 now. And she was, like, basically they picked a venue they couldn't afford. And so, right. And so instead of for gifts, they asked everyone who was attending to give them $1,500.
Whoa.
Nigga, what? Don't invite me to shit. First of all, I'm not paying to go to your wedding. Secondly, I'm not paying you $1,500. Food 10 shit, what the fuck? And now she's like, to all you fake people who wanted to come to my wedding and aren't gonna fucking pay me to watch me at my wedding, I hate you. The wedding is off. I'm going backpacking in South America, you assholes. Like, yeah, that's not an exaggeration. She said that shit. She wanted people to pay $1,500 to go to her wedding, and now because they didn't do it and they can't afford the venue and they can't afford the wedding because people aren't giving them money, she canceled the wedding, and she's literally going fucking backpacking, I want to say in South America, somewhere out of the fucking country. She's just going to go fucking backpacking because she can't afford her wedding. It is, like, the wildest fucking shit.
She's going to be like fucking Mark Sanford, just hiking out there. Remember that story? That was fun. Like, fucking just, really? He's out hiking?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that for some reason.
But didn't he get reelected?
No, I think some scumbag Democrat took his spot. If I remember right, I might be thinking of a different state. I haven't covered that kind of stuff in some timesy time.
Yes.
Shit and damn. Let me take a look in the archive chat space and then off to Milo.
Oh, off to Milo. Wait, we have other... You want to say Milo for last?
Oh, Milo last.
Yeah.
Milo last. Okay, Phoenix Collider, she's a real card. All right. Emily Loco, been around for a while now. Emily Loco said, William has always had a way with words for sure. And then there was an image of a red heart.
Oh. All right. Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, Neppa.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You're damn right.
I love your black ass too. All right.
I did make a song about you.
You did. Alright, so I guess Jacksonville, right?
Oh shit.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, I should just let it see known. If you thought the wine cellar was gonna take this story serious with thoughts and or prayers, do you not know that the goddess of irony is daring us to not cover this story? Like, the goddess of irony will have someone give us a car and then blow it up in front of us if we don't cover this story the way we do. It's a meanwhile in Florida story.
Right.
It's a Jacksonville story.
Right.
It's a white-on-white crime.
Word.
And I can pretend I think it's related to Gamergate. I'm not above that.
Okay. Oh, they're doing a thing now called Comicsgate, by the way.
Comicsgate? For what?
Oh, because they hate diversity and shit. So, like, the way they did Gamergate, where they were attacking, like, female game creators and journalists and shit, now they're, like, anybody who happens to be, like, a person of color or a woman who does comics, they're, like, being all pissy at them for some reason. Well, because they're entitled white men. But.
Fuck this. All right, we're going poly. I'm getting two white girlfriends and two white boyfriends. I can have boyfriends if I want. Go fuck yourself. All right? And we're going to wherever these guys are.
Okay.
And I'm just going to stand there. But I'm going to wear like Chuck Taylors and just like a Dickie suit and a bandana with my white girlfriends and boyfriends. Just because I want to bother them. Because fuck them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how mature I am. These are my big ideas.
I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea, though.
You know,
it'd be fun. Like, that could be the Facebook Live for that ass right there. Like, some shit's going to happen.
This is why the wine cellar's on top. All right. Got like almost 70 YouTube subscribers now.
Well, I mean, but if some shit pops off, we could have like 70,000 because, you know, niggas love clickbait shit.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple persons on live streams and social media reported a mass shooting at a Madden NFL 19 tournament in Jacksonville, Florida, Sunday afternoon. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office confirmed multiple fatalities at the scene, including the suspected shooter. At a news conference Sunday evening, Duval County Sheriff Mike Williams of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office identified the shooting suspect as David Katz, 24 years old, from Baltimore. Williams said that Katz was a tournament competitor, and Katz took his own life after he opened fire. Three others were killed in the shooting, including the suspect. Nine people were treated for gunshot wounds at local hospitals, and all surviving gunshot victims are in stable condition, according to Williams. Two other individuals sustained injuries while fleeing the scene. And he said that the sheriff's office is still working to confirm the identities of the deceased. The tournament was being live streamed on Twitch at the time of the shooting. Hey. Twitch took down the clip in question, but archives are available on Twitter and YouTube. You can see one below.
Now, and in all, like, again, the goddess of irony was not fucking around when she threw this story at us.
Yes.
Because, you know, people like to say video games cause violence. They were playing football.
Right.
They were playing a football game. And football right now is more known for niggas taking a knee against violence.
You know, it's just, it's different. It's different. It's different.
And that's some cold white male entitlement. I lost at a video game. I need to shoot people now.
Right.
Yeah. And like, there's fucking audio of that shit, too. Ooh, excuse me. And, like, and I was listening to the audio because, like, it's, like, what's very interesting and relatively, you know, I'm not going to front it, a little amusing, is that the gunshot started and like a second or two later, like the screen says controller disconnected. And I'm thinking like, did a bullet go through the controller cord, or did the guy, like in the midst of bullets flying around, someone was such a video game head that they were like, I got to take my controller though. I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to take my control. I got to wrap it up real nice so that I don't fuck up the copper wiring inside. You know that. You wrap your controller up too tight, you fuck up the wiring.
I think that they have a wireless at these tournaments.
Nah. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
We wouldn't know.
We wouldn't know. I should ask oldest child. He would know.
It's a good thing you said that instead of me, the way I talk. Hey, you have a unit of offspring that can... Because the way I say words about things.
You know, he actually went to Vegas to compete in a video game tournament.
Did he lose?
He did.
And so he shot him.
He did not shoot anyone, actually. He just got salty and went back home.
Oh, man. He is a pouty ass, too. I can't imagine his face walking out of there. Like, he does. Because he makes that face. It's kind of like, what's those, like, giant faces that are... something island? Easter Island?
Oh, Easter Island.
Yeah. He makes a sort of Easter Island face when he's pouting. And he just kind of walks, his fucking shoulders go forward. I'm like, God damn. You're like 1950s mad.
Yeah, he do be getting 1950s mad.
Yeah, like some Cubans moved into your neighborhood. You are not feeling this shit.
Yeah. In the video, competitors Wesley Joe Rice Gittins and Eli True Clayton are playing. A red dot, apparently a laser targeting site, can be seen on Clayton before the screen drops and the competitors' images and the shooting begins. As 9 shots ring out, competitors can be heard abandoning their stations and others are heard fleeing. Then a man is heard crying out, "What did he shoot me with?" And 3 more shots are fired and screaming can be heard.
Which, what did he shoot me with?
A gun, nigga. He shot you with a gun. What?
Yeah,
here it is.
Joe Rice down 7-0 after the first drive by True Boy. Got a lot of good games going on.
It's a lot.
Day.
It's
going
to be hard to get them on stream. It's not a lot.
It's not a tough out today. Excuse me, not an easy out. Oh.
Controller disconnected. Please reconnect controller 1 to continue. What? That is such a bro voice to say, "Oh fuck, what'd he shoot me with?" And then the question, like, that's how used to guns white people are. It's just like, you just got shot, and you're not like, "Fuck, I just got shot." It's, "Hey, what'd he shoot me with? What's that, a 45 caliber? Or was that one of them 3D printout guns? Those are pretty good. I like them right there. Mm-hmm. I wanted one since 2012.
Like, and my favorite thing, though, is, like, the Twitter responses. Because, like, all these niggas have Twitter accounts. Ooh. That were this thing. And apparently some guy who's, like, a top Madden esports competitor, because that can be a fucking job in 2018.
Huh.
The tourney just got shut up. I am leaving and never coming back. Okay. Someone else, Dubby McFarland. They took me to hospital. Bullet grazed my head. I feel fine, just a scratch on my head, but I am traumatized and devastated.
Well, you said you didn't want trigger warnings.
I'm like, yeah, because, like, you know, these are these, like, bro ass dudes, like, "Oh, you triggered, Snowflake." And sounds like you're triggered, actually, so.
Yeah, it really did sound like it. It was broadcast. I heard it. What he shoot me with?
All the time you hear about these shootings and pray for everyone involved, but donate money and raise awareness and do everything you can. But to be in the room getting shot at and seeing your friends dead, man. Nigga, what?
Nick, what are some more of those quotes?
Please keep everyone in your thoughts and prayers for my brothers.
So they're bros now.
They're bros. The Jacksonville gunman was a gamer in the tournament who lost and killed himself after opening fire, another competitor tells me. Uh-huh. 4 people have been killed in a mass shooting at a Madden esports tournament in Jacksonville, at least 10 injured. Oh, and then this one, Like, her literal Twitter is Larry's mom, because her kid is, like, one of the competitors. My son was shot 3 times. Please keep him in your prayers.
That's actually her Twitter name.
Yeah.
Larry's mom.
Yeah. And that was when I showed you the picture of the guy surrounded by his bros in the hospital bed. That's her son. He was one of the guys who got shot. I'm just like, all right.
So the guy said that you don't know what it's like to be in there and getting shot at and seeing your friend shot. I don't know, man. I think there's an audio clip that preceded that.
Oh, shit. Oh, no. What are you about to do?
Don't beat me up, you mother... Don't beat me up! Let's get up! Oh, my God, I can't believe they're doing this! Oh, my God! Hey! Hey! That's what they're doing! Oh, get to the other side. I'm not listening. I swear to be rough with me. You treat me like a black person!
Gotta get sprayed!
Treat me like a black person! Black person! Black person! Black person! Black person!
Oh, are they treating you like a fucking black person? Is that what happened? Larry? Larry's seasoning salt? Yo. Since you're a black person now?
Yo, but imagine having to be white and have a nigga wake up call.
Ooh. Ooh, well, you wanted to rap and do the Dougie.
Ooh.
Dab on that, young man.
Dab on that, indeed.
Jan Loco said we need a take a knee video game.
Ooh. That could be fun.
Right, so it's like now concepts begin flowing through the head. Like, mm-hmm. Like, how do you win? Like, what are the reasons that you take a knee? And, like, is there a code that you put in?
Mm.
Right? Left knee, right knee. And I guess you could be ducking things.
You could
right?
be ducking things.
Like, certain areas of oppression are coming at you, and you gotta take a knee to duck them.
Nice.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Like, oh, high premiums, take a knee. Take a knee. Yeah. This could be some shit. Super delegates, take a knee.
No. They're limiting the influence that they have. It's, like, totally okay now.
Yeah. Limiting influence and not abolishing.
But, like, whoa, hello. Incrementalism for the win, you asshole. Everything goes in increments.
Oh, and Louis Loco. Louis Loco, I think we... Damn, I don't have the book in reach, but we have Louis Loco's book here. And Louis Loco said, I love your entire look, Phoenix, for real.
Thank you.
Yeah, what is
actually,
that?
Huh. Actually, this head wrap is from the homie. From that white nigga.
Which one?
Kate.
Okay, and I think that's called Wintergreen?
I don't know. I just know, like, this was her grandma's. And she's like, I know you do head wraps, and this was my grandma's, so here. So I have her dead grandmother's head wrap, which sounds weird now that I'm saying it out loud.
No, it doesn't.
It's a very nice head wrap.
No, you know what sounds weird is... John McCain was such an asshole, his mother outlived him to watch him die.
I mean, sometimes you have to make up for your mistakes.
She was like, I'll bury him myself, baby. Y'all get on back and hand me the shovel.
I'm just saying. Although, I also have, like, my really cool skull ring on. I don't even know if it's, like, showing up in the camera, but, yeah, it's a pretty fucking awesome ring, so, hey. Yeah.
This ring.
Yes. I don't even know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is. Yeah. That's pretty darn good right there.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. What the heck else is going on?
More male entitlement, just a younger version of it.
Oh, fuck the damn. All right, let's do it. This one. This is a bit of an angry one, isn't it?
Yeah. Luther, Oklahoma. Oh, somebody asked us to cover that trans kid who had to move. I didn't know about that. Like, no, we covered it where they, like, shut down the school because there was a trans kid who used the girls' bathroom. Like, typically they use the staff bathroom, but they matriculated to junior high from elementary school.
Yes.
And so they didn't know where the staff bathroom was, so they just used the girls' bathroom. And, like, the parents were, like, freaking out, like, oh, we need to kill it and use a knife and castrate it. And, like, that's a thing. And, you know, like, just, like, horrible transphobic shit.
I remember now.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, the update is the kid, like, their parents fucking moved. Because, obviously, like, hella transphobia and shit, so... Someone asked us to cover that. I haven't forgotten. I have not forgotten.
Ugh.
Yes. So, Luther, Oklahoma.
Yes.
A teenage girl was stabbed at Luther High School last week and told investigators the boy accused of stabbing her tried to start a romantic relationship with her repeatedly. On August 16th at 8:15 a.m., students were gathered in an assembly in a school's auditorium when a 14-year-old boy stood up and stabbed a 14-year-old girl. The boy and the victim were friends, according to Police Chief David Randall, but he added the boy wanted a romantic relationship. There was one point where he approached her to try to have some type of relationship, and she said she wasn't interested. Which the victim told them earlier this week. Despite being turned down, Randall said the boy, whose name has not been released, continued to try to initiate a relationship with the girl, including slipping notes in her locker. She told him she liked him as a friend and not anything more, and they should remain friends. The girl, whose name was also not released, told investigators she saw the boy as he entered the auditorium, but he wasn't near where she was sitting. She didn't notice him move to a seat behind her. She had no idea he was holding any ill will towards her, so she was shocked he would do this to her. Girl, your parents been lying to you if you didn't fucking see that shit coming. Your parents lied to you. In the days following the attack, rumors about bullying were thought to be a motivation behind the stabbing, but police now realize that wasn't true. The victim told Randall she had never been bullied by the boy or had never talked negatively about him. Both students only had minor issues in school, both had quote-unquote respect issues, and had been suspended following fights. So you peep this shit, the girl gets stabbed for not dating a dude, and they're like, you know, she got suspended once for fighting. Because that's fucking relevant to the story somehow, some way. That's fucking relevant.
For some reason, I think that she also is getting the experience of
black person!
Yes. The girl was flown from the school to OU Medical Center and is now out of the hospital and doing well, but she has not returned to classes. Randall said he submitted his report on the attack to the Oklahoma County District Attorney's Office, who will decide what charges the boy will face. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I don't think you were on the... I don't know if you were on the program yet when I covered this one. 8-year-old boy shoots a 5-year-old girl.
I was on the program for that.
Yeah, with the shotgun because she wouldn't let him hold her
puppy.
Pet, yeah, her pet puppy.
Yep.
I think from this year, I think I can't remember if it was a video game controller or the television remote control. A boy shot his sister because she wouldn't hand it over.
Controller, yep.
Yeah, I think he was like 11 and she was 13, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around like that. Yeah, I mean, there's a gazillion of these.
Yeah, and it's like, my biggest thing is that this is a male entitlement problem, but we never talk about it as a male entitlement problem that you are... teaching boys who eventually become men that they're entitled to have whatever they want from women, whether that's a relationship, whether it's being able to pet the fucking puppy, whether it's getting access to the TV when they want it, whether it's access to romantic relationships or sexual encounters. And there is a cost to that, but we never fucking talk about it in those terms because, like, we pretend this shit's all isolated incidents, even though the root of every single one is the same thing, which is men feeling entitled to things because we're taught. That's what men can do,
yeah,
you know?
And this one is also the thing of, it crosses up with what is seen as romantic and he really cares with that fucking, if I can't have you, no one can shit.
Right.
Like, that's actually a horrifying thing to say to someone.
Yeah.
And if you say something like that to someone in Emperor William's world, we kill you.
Right. Well, I mean, also just the fact that, like, the thing is, like, he's just, like, you know, love struck, or he's just sad because she won't date him. It's like, but how nice is he as a person? What kind of quality partner can you be if you literally stab someone because they won't date you? Like, that's not a safe person.
Yeah, because...
that's not a good relationship.
Yeah, now let's say she did date him, and then they're together. Now they're behind closed doors.
Right.
And she doesn't want to, I don't know, fucking... drink a cup of juice with him. I'm not really big on domestic ideas. We don't do a lot in this house. She doesn't want to drink a cup of juice with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're behind closed doors. Knives, hammers.
Right.
Fucking whatever the fuck.
Can easily see him trying to coerce her into sex acts. Like, very easily see that.
Or just rape.
Yeah. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this is this that shit, and that's why, like, because we're raising a unit of offspring here. Well, more like you're raising, I'm financing a unit of offspring here. But you know, like, he's gonna get older and more mature, and he's gonna want to watch like a certain like romantic comedy movies and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And that'll be time to fucking sit down with him and be like, yeah, you see that fucking that story arc or whatever the fuck right there? Mm-hmm. Like that kind of shit is fucked up, and I don't think it sends a bad message. I think that's lazy articulation and lazy thinking. Mm-hmm. It just perpetuates the same idea that already exists. It's not sending a message. If it was sending a message, that's like saying it's new.
Right.
No, it's perpetuating what's already there.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, it just ties up. Because, like, I don't think we covered it on the show, but did you see the story about the guy who was, like, I don't know, a fucking park playing the piano because his girlfriend broke up with him and he was just going to, like, stay there and play piano until she got back with him? People were like, oh, it's so romantic. And I'm like, that's fucking creepy as shit. Because that's the guy who eventually is going to kill her when she tries to leave, like, you know. And that's exactly the same shit that happened here. And I'm just, like, bothered by the notion that we never address the problem for what the fuck it is. And it's teaching boys and men that they can just have what they want because they're boys and men. And boys and men can have what the fuck they want. And women's desires should be some back burner shit. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah. Like, the person that could have been our new friend.
Yeah.
But... poverty segregates us from each other.
Yeah.
by many a mile. Yeah, like I was just, you know, just riffing with her because she was a day temp laborer mm-hmm. in the factory. And at the same time, my machine room was down. So I just happened to be doing line work and we're working on the line next to each other in an area that's not very noisy. So we're just riffing all day. The whole 8 hours we're riffing. Like we mm-hmm. went to the cafeteria and had break lunch together and then mm-hmm. went back and kept working together. And I'm working on it. I indoctrinate when and where I can.
Right.
And like, and one thing I kept coming back to, because she was talking about all the guys hitting on her, and I was like, no is a whole sentence. I remember she was like, I like the way you think. And then like, and one of the guys, the motherfucker's probably like 47 years old or some shit, and he walks by, and he's about to start saying something, and she says no, and then keeps working. And then he was stunned. Like her what? Word was like a wall he ran into. Like, what's no mean? I gotta look that up. I gotta Google that shit. I hope shit. I don't get fake news.
Woo!
You know what? Like men think no is fake news.
They do. Yeah. Well, what's that quote?
What up?
When a man says no, that's the end of the conversation. When a woman says no, it's the beginning of a negotiation.
Unless they're a salesperson trying to get us to buy pictures in Walmart.
Woo.
My no Ugh. Means nothing to him.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And you have a very aggressive no.
That nigga just kept talking to my back. Hey, nigga, I'm fading into the horizon, dear sir.
Yeah.
Shit and damn.
Also, speaking of male entitlement, I would just like to remind you that according to the CDC, half of all female homicide victims are killed by intimate partners. Hey. Yeah.
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 And looking at the archived chat space, YNCellaMedia.com on the Facebooks, Louis Loco, don't have the book in reach, said that ring is dope, the one that you held up to the camera.
Thank you.
And people listening to the podcast audio made their decision. But you can also check it on the YouTubes. Like, yeah. I'm going to download this Facebook Live and throw it up on the YouTubes if that's your deal. Or you can go to YNCellaMedia.com on the Facebooks and you can see the video and you can see the ring. But keep in mind, when you're watching a video, you're really just watching us make a podcast.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of video performance. We don't dance. I don't do a death drop, all right? Or a suicide, if you will. Those are the same move.
Yes.
And in the archive chat space, Jan Loco with her books and dachshunds. Going back to the idea of a take a knee video game, Jan Loco said knowledge of police brutality equals bonus points. I want to take that thought further. Like if you're turning them in to Emperor William.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get like a bonus. Oh, so we're like the reverse thing of that shit they're trying to do in New York, right?
Oh.
We're like, you know, we covered the story in New York. Now they're trying to pay, what is it, like $50 to $500 or some shit?
Oh, I didn't know there was a range. I thought it was just a flat $500.
Yeah, so they're trying to pay people $500 if you help police take down suspects. So we're going to be like the opposite version of that. Like, we'll pay you $500 if you turn in cops.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I would want to have, but yeah, the system of policing, that's just a slave catching system.
Yeah.
But I would want to have, like, people that just, like, yeah, like if two people are fucking fighting, you know, someone that can jump in and be like, hey, man, don't do that. All right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, like that one video of that OG who just came to help out the kids.
He got strangled to death. That was Eric Garner. He broke up a fight. Yeah. Oh, you're talking about another video where someone lived?
Yes.
Oh, there must not have been cops there.
There were not.
Oh,
cops there,
so when there's
actually
no cops, a fight gets broken up and everyone lives.
Yes.
But when
yes.
there are cops, a nigga gets strangled to death on camera, and that cop is still walking around that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Daniel Pantaleo.
Yes. No, it was like, maybe like high schoolers and, you know, some people were like, oh, you gotta fight this nigga. He was talking shit about you, B, you gotta fight this nigga. And like some OG just came up and he's like, you know, they're making you look stupid, right? Like they're laughing at you trying to get you to fight somebody that you don't need to fight for any reason. Like, you know, and like he was just calm about that shit. He's like, don't get into some shit that you can't walk away from because someone else told you to. Like, you know, it was good. It was wholesome. It was wholesome black content.
Ah.
And no cops were called, so everybody went home and lived.
It's like Family Matters without Carl.
Yeah.
You know how much less random anger in the household? Like, how traumatized would Eddie actually be if his father was Carl? Edward!
I mean, Eddie was a fucking brat, though.
They shouldn't have raised him to be a brat.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying he was kind of an asshole. And then he became a cop.
Rosita Loco tuned in and said, ring what ring?
Pow. So, that one.
Ring back at the camera.
That one.
Skulls. All right. You have more stuff.
I do.
Things.
I have one more story and then we can do Milo.
Yiggy Yapper Mouth. Yeah.
Texas man, oh Jesus fucking Christ. Oh. You know, sometimes it's like the headline is just like, what?
Yeah, where it's like, I expect it because it's misogyny, but it's like, what kind of, are you an artist with it? What the fuck is your...
Texas man accused of shooting female drivers out of hatred for women.
Females, cuz...
Nicholas D'Agostino, age 29, ranted on Facebook about incompetent female drivers, according to authorities. The Texas man is now behind bars on suspicion of shooting at female drivers repeatedly over the last several months in Katy, a town west of Houston. How many niggas did he shoot?
This show is fucked up.
Harris County prosecutors believe the man, 29-year-old Nicholas D'Agostino, was acting out of hatred for women and female drivers. Wait, so women and female drivers are like two fucking different categories? What the fuck are we doing?
And females.
What the fuck are we doing with this reporting?
That's like when we're looking for clothes in your size. We can't look in ladies. No, we gotta look in women.
Yes. Well, I mean, this is on the Huffington Puffington Post, so I don't know. Shit. Maybe they, you know,
who's the writer?
Sarah Bobolt.
So Sarah Bo is differentiating between women and females, which female on some level could be rhetorically transphobic, I think.
Arguably.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah. Harris County prosecutors believe the man was acting out of hatred for women and female drivers, citing several hate-filled social media posts. He rants and rambles about female motorists and how incompetent they are and how their sole purpose in life is to give birth to male children.
Just male children.
What?
I want to know if he's homophobic.
Bruh, is it gay if she only gives birth to male children?
Only if they're twins, because then they were naked together. You gotta think about that. That's pretty gay
right there. No homo, no homo.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Rosita Loco in the archive chat space, winecellarmedia.com of the Facebooks, said women equals white, females equals nickels.
Basically. I mean, that's not inaccurate. So yeah, apparently women's sole purpose in life is to give birth to male children, according to a Harris County prosecutor. The man faces a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon relating to a March incident just days before his... Oh, fuck my life. All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm here, you're here, we're all here. Let's fucking get through this shit together.
We're gonna give the sentence a head start. running start.
The man faces charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon relating to a March incident. Just days before his arrest, he was released on $75,000 bail for a separate incident in July. Both involved female drivers.
Okay, so this one didn't have women drivers.
Right.
All right. Yes. So we'll get to the women drivers, but right now we're talking about the females.
March 7th, D'Agostino allegedly shot a woman who was turning out of a gas station. What?
What? Wait, so that's not even... Because he said they're bad drivers, right?
Yeah.
He didn't even give her a chance. Right. I think it's something else he has a problem with about him. I think it's
something else, too.
Turning out of a gas station.
What the fuck?
Turning out of... I don't like the way she swiped her debit card.
The unnamed woman said she only heard a loud noise and felt pain in her arm. It wasn't until later she realized she had been shot. D'Agostino told ABC 13
that
his response was self-defense, alleging the woman swerved towards him and he would not apologize.
She's not black and you're not a cop. You can't, this is not a Sean Bell thing. Self-defense.
Alright, fine. It was self-defense. Okay.
Excuse me.
A July 10th incident was more serious. I would like to know what the fuck more serious is. He shot a fucking stranger at a gas station. That's kind of fucking serious as is, but okay. Let's find the fuck out, shall we?
D'Agostino. Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Olive Boys.
Olive Boys. Makes you want to retitle the episode.
Woo! Actually, we can, because... The other one that we're going to finish with is Greek, which is also kind of olive-y, so...
Milo's an olive boy.
He's Greek.
This is an inside joke going all the way back to the La Crista Greco plantation, a.k.a. Or guerrilla feminism.
Krista Greco.
Krista, that's right. Her name is not La Crista. She put that on there to try to black it up, and then she would take pictures in vague lighting to look racially ambiguous.
Yeah, I've seen her in real life. She's very white.
Becky...
Alright, so the July 10th incident was more serious. Another unnamed woman was driving to a car wash when D'Agostino shot her. The bullet from his .45 caliber handgun came within millimeters of her heart.
She was going to a car wash?
Yes.
God damn. What is his patriarchy like? So what does he do if she's washing the dishes?
Probably beats her for not giving birth to a male child while doing domestic labor. Like, at the rate this guy's fucking going.
Yeah, you should be dropping boys in the litter box. Come on!
When he was arrested for that incident where he shot a woman millimeters away from her heart, he confessed to 5 other instances of road rage shooting. What the fuck? So this nigga just out just shooting people.
It's females and women and then just road rage.
Yeah.
I want to know, then tell me about, I want to hear 5 men folk. I want to, you know what, let's make it specific. 5, very specific, 5 cisgender, hetero, white men that he shot.
Huh?
With hairy backs.
Huh?
Hairy backs.
No.
Hairy back white rillas?
No.
No?
No.
Hmm. Bro rillas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm actually, they have hyperlinks, and I'm just looking to see if they say anything about the other, people that he shot.
Anglo-tangs.
What? I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, we just found a new way to call them monkeys. It. It's awesome.
Anglo-tangs, yes. Yeah, I can't find anything about this dude shooting men. They either don't say the gender of the victims, or they just say female.
Real.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. And his bail is now set at $250,000. And the latest victim came forward after seeing reports of the arrest from a previous case.
God damn. So, shit, he's like the fucking, the Bill Cosby of bullets. Like, now they're gonna, let's see what his numbers are by this time next year.
Well, I wonder if he can pay his bail.
It'll be easier for him to get a loan.
This show is so reverse racist. This show is so reverse racist. This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
These are the facts.
But then again, I mean, if he goes to prison, that's a good thing, right? Because he hates women, so he doesn't have to be around women.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have a good time in there. Because apparently this is not a... you don't have guns in prison, Mr. Sir.
You don't have guns in prison.
I remember hearing that on one of those Lock Up Raw shows. And somebody was like, yeah, a lot of these little niggas come in here and they're just shooters. You got to have a knuckle game in here.
That sounds accurate.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to the guy with the meanest knuckle game. I'm afraid to get my ass kicked by this stone cold brother right here, Milo Yiggy Yappermouth.
Milo Yiggy Yappermouth plays victim in Facebook tirade. A little backstory. I love how, like, you know, we typically don't do editorialized shit, but this story's funny as shit to me, so we're kicking it with the editorializing. A little backstory. Last week, Politicon, think Comic-Con, but less cosplay, announced its lineup for 2018 at the convention to be held in October in Los Angeles. Milo was included in that lineup with his appearance to speak, quote, at length about the institutional left's systemic protection of sex offenders who share its politics. Okay.
Let's hear those words again. What?
He was there to speak at length about the institutional left's systematic protection of sex offenders who share its politics.
He was on Joe Rogan's program saying
Father
that...
whoever? I forgot his name.
Yeah, about the... Yeah, and saying that's normal, that's good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, Keep going.
It doesn't have to make sense. As well as his experiences of being wrongly smeared as an advocate for a crime of which he is in fact a victim. You did not sound like a victim. You said it was good when you...
Though, while I still think victim, you know, even though he's saying himself...
If it happened.
Oh. Like, as you know, fucking child, adult, hey, man. I'm real, that's a black and white issue for me.
Yeah, I don't think you get to, like, make jokes and say it was good, and then when you get called up, you're like, but I'm the victim here! It's like, you said what you said to be inflammatory, not because you were actually trying to bring awareness in a serious way to the issue. Like, you know what I mean?
Word.
Word. Whatever.
That's why it's better to have Phoenix on the program.
So, the appearance marks his return to the front lines of the American culture wars. All right, we're in a culture war. Who fucking knew? Less than 24 hours later, however... What you call him?
Milo Yiggy Yappermouth.
Yiggy Yappermouth was disinvited from Politicon after social media threats of a boycott. One speaker, comedian Cameron Esposito, canceled her appearance after learning of his involvement, and others threatened to do the same. When Yiggy Yappermouth found out he was disinvited, he told Mediate, I subject myself to this continuous hell because unlike the needy, desperate grifters of conservative media, I actually care about my fans and the stuff I talk about. No amount of cancellations until the end of time will ever deter me from trying. Next. He has a sassy inner black woman in there. Next.
Oh, he did... Oh, so he actually... I thought you were saying this is going to be the next part of the story.
Nope.
He said next.
He said next. No amount of cancellations from now until the end of time will ever deter me from trying next.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Fast forward to Friday night. Yiggy Yappermouth posted a short video of himself and his husband at a sushi restaurant on Facebook. The comments were less than laudatory, accusing him of fleecing his fans out of the money they paid for VIP membership to his website, which promised a daily podcast, but hasn't been updated for weeks.
That is some fancy talk. Less than laudatory.
Yes.
God damn, I've never heard that.
All right. And here's there's these just, like, screenshots of the Facebook shit. Someone named Karen Taylor said, guessing this lifestyle is why you're not doing your promised podcast and losing subscribers. Where did our old Milo go? Oh, and somebody said, Candace Owens has taken your seat.
Ooh.
That's funny to me. Somebody whose name I can't actually pronounce, so I'm not gonna try.
Do it! Phonetically.
There's too many consonants.
Watch this. Watch this. This is how you read it. Where's this name? That's Adighay Tamar Chabadi. Bam.
That's probably not how you actually say it.
Yeah, it is. Facts.
said, I sadly have to agree. I love Milo and want to see him make a fabulous comeback, but it's not looking likely at this point. Fabulous was in all caps. It was in all caps. Just, you know.
Okay, because they were doing the stereotypical New York white gay man.
Yes. Wes Giuliano said, sad but true, he hasn't uploaded anything in months. I paid a year subscription because I love listening to the guy. In the meantime, though, I'm enjoying listening to Steve Crowder and Joe Rogan.
All right. Okay, Joe Rogan, the guy who...
Pizzagate?
Yeah, like, that's always thrown on Alex Jones. Keep in mind, Alex Jones was... He had that story legitimized by his appearance on Joe Rogan's program.
Right.
Fuck, was that... late 2016? I don't have my numbers right on that. Don't quote me on that.
I thought it was 2017. But
2017?
It was
after the electoral... Yes. The Electoral College decided who would be president, right?
Yeah, they selected the election.
Word.
Elizabeth Moore said, so I'm not the only one who paid for a year and hasn't seen a show up online for months. Nathaniel Patterson said, you need to realize the position he's in, constantly under attack from forces that would devastate you. Okay. With a mere mention, he's tangling with the most powerful forces on Earth. If the dude wants to chill the fuck out and eat crabs, then shut up.
The most powerful forces on Earth.
Yes.
Niggas like us?
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm buff.
Black excellence. Welcome the fuck to that.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty fucking... I punched a cop in the face and he said, may I have another, sir? Here's some cheesecake. Yeah, that's what happened.
And then, oddly enough, then the guy went to homophobia. After defending him to say, you need to realize the position he's in, under attack from the most powerful forces on Earth, and then followed up and said, P.S. if you pay for someone's content, you're gayer than Milo. Like, what? What?
If you pay for the... And he supports Milo.
I don't know what's happening with that. It's weird. Like, I don't...
Is that reverse Operation Lollipop? Where are these leftists doing that? I want to do that. Sounds fun.
I don't fucking know what's happening there. And then someone named Scott Hessman said, canceling tonight as well. Can't believe I got charged a couple weeks ago when he literally never podcasts anymore. And then the article says, and that's when Milo lost his shit.
Oh, and so Milo Yiggy Yappermouth logged into the Facebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't in all caps, but it was block text, wasn't it?
It's block text like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so he was like, fuck paragraphs.
So here we go. Are you ready?
All right, governor.
All right, governor. Over the past 3 years, I spent literally millions of dollars trying to do talks, speeches, events, rallies, and protests, to say nothing of all the stuff I do behind the scenes I can never even tell you about. Like, what the fuck? You're not doing shit behind the scenes. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he does.
He does not.
Gets his hair dyed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A lot of the money that was my own wealth even before I started in journalism. Nigga, you're not a fucking journalist. First of fucking all, you're not a fucking journalist. Secondly, you started off like being a millionaire. Fuck you, bougie ass motherfucker.
He's like Doug Funny. He writes in his journal every night, chief, with Pork Chop next to him. Pork Chop is his
husband.
Yeah.
Pork Chop is his houseboy.
Let it see known. That was the title of the episode. It was something about Milo.
Milo makes it official with his houseboy.
Yes.
Because, yeah, we...
The Wine Cellar, we do titles right.
We do titles right, we do podcasts right, and we call shit how the fuck it is. Welcome to it. My events almost never happen. It's protests or sabotage from Republican competitors or social media outcries. Every time, it costs me tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars. Is that a fucking bad business model if you lose hundreds of thousands of dollars every time you don't show up at an event?
He did support Trump.
Rich people, who understands them?
Other rich people.
Other rich people. And when I get dumped from conferences, barely anyone, all caps, uh-oh, barely anyone, uh-oh, makes a sound about it. Not my fellow conservative media figures, and not even in many cases, you guys.
You mean all those homophobes you want to be friends with? They don't care about you? Really?
Or your houseboy.
Kind of like how they didn't care when everybody was making fun of Candy Carson for the way she was singing.
Mm.
They don't care about you, boy.
When was the last time any of you protested in the street at the treatment meted out to me or Pamela Geller or Mike Cernovich or Alex Jones? I have repeatedly put myself in harm's way in service of American values. My annual security bill amounts to hundreds of thousands of dollars just so my husband and I don't get killed going for sushi. Nigga.
What? There are dangerous people out there trying to kill Milo, like, and they hang out in sushi bars.
It just sounds like a bad joke. Like, a nigga, a white gay, and a security guard walking to a sushi bar.
Ooh.
Like, what the fuck?
And Louis J. Loco, I don't have the book in reach, said, not losing sleep over the fact that Milo Yuckmouth is imploding. And why bring Doug Funny into this?
Yeah,
why?
William, why?
I'll tell you why.
Yes.
I binged it on Hulu 2 years ago, yes, and came to the conclusion that that is thinly veiled mayo propaganda.
Her name is literally Patty Mayonnaise, dude.
That's right. And what was it all about? Patty Mayonnaise was who and what everyone loved. Mayonnaise.
Yes, it was mayo propaganda.
Yes. Fact-based fact.
Imagine if they would have had like a pepper pickle relish or something.
Well, like a... Oh, like if they carried them into adulthood and they yeah, fertilized a unit of offspring?
Well, I mean, like, you know, if maybe he got out of his town and, you know, got a little spice in his life and that didn't involve mayo.
Oh.
Like some pickle relish, some ketchup, some mustard.
I don't think he would. Mm. Really, some mustard?
Yeah.
You know what that is stylish for them. When I went to the AIDS camp, that's a dark thing to say.
God.
All right, so when my biological mother died, which is also not a very good way to soften that up, the last time she went to the hospital, damn, there is no way to, there's no good premise to this. Because when I say the AIDS camp, it was a summer camp. It was week long for kids whose parents were dying of AIDS complications. Mm-hmm. And so I was there at that AIDS camp. And every single day, ham sandwiches with mayonnaise on one side and mustard on the other. And I ate them because I was hungry. But man, those
not because
mayo,
it was a pleasurable culinary experience.
Those mayo kids were excited. They were like, "We need more mayonnaise!" Like I remember hearing that those words, more, and I still didn't really know what mayonnaise was.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't really. What up?
Is that where you're? I'm not opposed to mayonnaise. I just strongly believe in portion control. Is that where it started?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. It's like we're all being currently traumatized here. And you guys want to drown in mayonnaise.
Well.
Our parents are dying and you want mayonnaise. That's how much of a stranglehold mayonnaise has on the white community. They don't give a fuck if their parents are dying.
I vote that we start calling mayonnaise creamy crack.
Cream crack?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? In older black vernacular, crack is already, cream is already a word for crack.
No, but creamy crack is specifically to make fun of black women who relax their hair and call it creamy crack.
Word?
Yeah, creamy crack.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's like, I thought we start calling mayonnaise cream crack for white people.
They fucking like, you hear me, like when we go in a place like and we got a little dollar here.
No
and
mayonnaise. Order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they just... If I could apply the mayonnaise myself, you could see me do it. I take a little dabby-doo, and I spread it responsibly, okay? I'm a fiscal conservative when it comes to mayonnaise. These motherfuckers are tax-and-spend liberals. Fact-based fact. Way off topic.
They're just trying to socialize the mayonnaise, nigga. All right. I don't even know where the fuck I was with this.
Yeah.
I have repeatedly put myself in harm's way in service of American values. My annual security bill is hundreds of thousands of dollars just so my husband and I don't get killed for sushi. It's still a fucking bad joke to me. yeah. A coon, a gay, and a security guard walk into a bar. Who knows what the fuck happens next?
Getting killed for sushi and in a patriarchal world where fish is a euphemism for
yes,
a cisgender woman's... vaginitarians.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have to make that money somehow just to stay afloat, and that doesn't scratch the surface of the staff cost insurance and your insane American taxes. Then go the fuck home, nigga, if you don't want to pay taxes. Damn.
Insane American taxes? Then go go to Texas and don't leave. Or what? Oklahoma?
Florida, because...
Go to Florida. It's not like you have guns, Milo.
Florida's the way to go.
Ooh, excuse me.
I almost want to tell that story now, because that's funny to me.
Yeah, we should do it on a separate live. Do like a 3-minute live.
We should. I fought bitterly and endlessly for freedom in a country I don't even belong to. Not for my benefit, but for yours. Because you know how fucking going on college campus tours and outing like trans students and immigrant students is keeping America safe, right?
Yeah, he's a fucking... he's bugging out because the Mayo train is running out of steam.
Mm-hmm. I've been betrayed and abandoned by everyone who ever called themselves my friend, with a small handful of notable exceptions. No, he ain't tagged none of them niggas for being a real nigga.
We should come up with mayonnaise flavor vape.
Whoa.
That shit would sell.
Oh my god, we would be fucking billionaires, dude.
Yeah, we could start our little community.
What if we start, like, mayo-flavored chips?
Mayo-flavored chips?
Yeah.
Man, yeah, let's just call the company Mayo Market.
Yeah, and just everything is mayonnaise-flavored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise-flavored barbecue sauce.
Oh. Ew.
Hey, it's not for us. We're using it to destroy their community. Okay? We put a little bit of opioids in every serving.
Woo! Woo! Can't do that.
WhySellMedia.com.
I was a significant factor in Donald Trump getting elected, for which I have received zero credit.
Whoa.
Yes.
Mr. Sir.
Yes.
Milo was a significant factor.
It's true, because he's white and he said so.
Are you fucking shitting me sideways in a snowstorm? Like, you realize...
That's just frozen mayo, actually, so...
Frozen mayo.
Oh my god, Froyo frozen mayo. Mayo. Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Frozen mayo pops.
That's what he said. And I have received zero credit for it. I was a significant factor in getting Donald Trump elected, for which I have received zero credit. That's what he says.
I had no idea that your little young ass established the Electoral College, punk ass boy.
Yeah, he's white. History doesn't matter to them.
Or I didn't know that Milo was rolling with Hillary Clinton and told her not to campaign in Wisconsin.
Woo!
Hooba-dooba-doo.
I almost single-handedly ignited the current debate about free speech on campus, and no one...
Whoa.
Yes?
He ignited the... So Ann Coulter doesn't exist. For
no,
some, that
doesn't.
Just seems misogynistic to me, but at the same time, it's about Ann Coulter, so I'm going to consider it a white-on-white crime and let you continue.
That, you know, that they can fix their own problems.
Yeah, we're the fathers.
Where are the fathers?
Teaching her black boys to say sir and ma'am, that's where they are.
Woo! So I almost single-handedly ignited the current debate about free speech on campus, and no one, all caps, no one has ever matched my ability to draw attention to these issues.
No.
He said what he said.
So I guess, so you know what? It's like he's no longer good at trolling, I'm not going to go with neoliberals here because we need to articulate and define that. But he's no longer good at trolling liberal Democrats anymore. Mm-hmm. So is he now trolling libertarians and right-wingers?
Maybe. Or he just does that. That's the thing is, something that was like one of my first critiques of him is he just says inflammatory things because he doesn't actually have substance. He has like bumper stickers, right? Like he can't, you know, and that's like why his fucking book failed, because he was known for tweeting, and that was before I think we had 240 characters. So it was, what, 140 characters to be an asshole. That's not an ideology. That's not a thought-out belief system. That's not a moral compass. That's just trolling in two sentences or less.
And you remember what was fun to read was when the publisher actually released their notes on the book. Ooh, publicly.
Yes.
Oh, that was fun. That was fun to read.
That was fun. For my trouble, I have lost everything standing up for truth in America, spent all my savings, destroyed all my friendships, and ruined my whole life. Fucking petulant ass child.
At the sushi bar, contemplating your ruined life.
At the sushi bar with your security guard.
And your houseboy. having a good time, taking them for a walk.
At some point, you realize it's occasionally better to spend the money on crab and cocktails. I can't afford crab and cocktails, nigga. The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, what's the next? I have no comment for that.
Yeah. If anyone has a problem with that, then frankly, they can go fuck themselves. All I ever read here is criticism and ingratitude. Fucking peasants.
Yeah, he's mad benevolent right now. Like, yeah, he went from zero to nice guy real quick.
Woo. You guys have no idea what I've sacrificed. You guys have no idea what I've sacrificed for you, and you think just because I drowned my sorrows with a few expensive bottles of wine, you're justified in calling me lazy and self-involved? I like how this whole thing is like, you should pay me, but then this whole thing is also, here's all the expensive ass shit. I get sushi, and I want cocktails, and I want expensive wine, and I want crabs, and you should pay for it.
Maybe he is an American. He's very good at being a white McMurrican.
And after this entire diatribe, he says, I don't advertise my selflessness because I'm not a victim. You're literally advertising your alleged selflessness and begging for money. So,
and saying that you're being victimized. Like, he said not a victim, right? Then what you going around with security for?
Shush.
Huh?
But for the love of God, show some recognition of what your frontline warriors have accomplished on your behalf.
He
is a warrior, apparently. Yes.
A warrior in society?
Maybe.
That thinks that there are certain things with which need justice to be served to them?
Maybe.
He's been a social justice warrior this whole time.
Who knew? Don't let the sushi fool you.
I don't know why that's a t-shirt, isn't it? That don't let the sushi fool you. Piwaka, what does that mean? You don't deserve to know.
You don't need to know. It's a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know. Show some recognition for what your frontline warriors have accomplished. You entitled fucking babies!
You're entitled. I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet.
And then all caps, you will keep losing until you support those of us out there on the front lines while you tweet and Facebook from your living rooms.
What are his fans, the Cincinnati Bengals? What the fuck is he doing? You will keep losing. So much winning, they're tired of winning.
Yeah, because you're not supporting people on the front lines while you tweet and Facebook. Which is funny because this whole thing started because they were like, hey, if you could actually show up to the shit in public that we pay you for. And his response was, you don't know, you entitled baby on Twitter in your living room while I'm
this nigga talking about sushi. Some motherfucking front lines, nigga. So were you behind the wheel or in the car when they murdered Heather Heyer? Nigga, were you down with that white man that was that befriended a black woman to get her to her house and I think strangle and stab her, if I remember right? Like, you're not out there putting in white supremacist work, you fucking whack ass. Like, if I see Milo, I know I'm not in danger.
Yeah.
All right?
I mean, at least even fucking Richard Spencer got punched in the face. Shit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's not what I saw in that video. I saw an ugly face attack an innocent hand.
He did.
That was somebody that was just out trying to stop fascism, and Richard Spencer put his face in front of it. How about you get your face from in between the fist and Donald Trump, and it won't get hit next time?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
WineCellarMedia.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Some of y'all niggas already came through on it this morning.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank
y'all
you.
Some cold motherfuckers. Two people recently signed up on the Patreon. And something I thought about, and I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm not going to be like some other niggas with a Patreon and make the number of dollars that are coming in private.
Okay.
Like Elon James White does that. Jimmy Dore does that. A lot of niggas do that. fuck that. Like, if the wine cellar's getting, like, $10,000 a month, that'll never happen. But if it's getting $10,000 a month, I want you to know it, and I want you to also be like, so how are you helping invest some of that back into other motherfuckers?
Right.
You know? And I'll fucking show. Because that's what I want to do. I don't want fucking whatever... what's the name of one of those expensive vehiculars?
BMW?
Yeah, fuck that. All right, it does the exact same thing as a Toyota Corolla.
Right.
It does the exact same thing. I don't need a fucking. I have one ass. The only reason why I want two toilets is because Phoenix also has an ass, and we tend to have emergencies at the same time.
We do.
All right. We eat. Mm-hmm. We eat together a lot. If we put too much sauce on it.
Too much mayo.
We don't do that.
Too much barbecue sauce, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, like, yeah, I would definitely invest back into folks, and I want folks to be able to see, like, how much is coming into this operation organization. There's two of us. I mean, it seems like Fallon is an affiliate.
Right.
Lisa Loco's still an affiliate. Penny Loco is a dead-up contributor.
Yeah.
Like, Penny Loco, like, that, most of that shit you see on the social dissonance, mm-hmm. that's Penny Loco.
Right.
Doing that. Like, who else is, like, affiliated? Oh, I'm trying to affiliate
Jay May.
Jay May's affiliated? Yeah. That nigga Corey Loco, the cartoonist, I'm just now getting down with, trying to get that nigga to set up a Patreon. What about, I mean, them niggas, Actify?
Yes.
Actify
yes.
Press, Actify Chat?
Oh, yeah, Michael Graham is like, I really thought y'all was gonna mention me, and I forgot, and I'm sorry.
Oh, Michael Graham. Michael Graham, I want to riff with you on the program. Just a casual riff, just like, man, what's cracking? What kind of shit you be into?
Yeah, because, like, know? When we did the one about Jimmy Dore's wrong, and we were following it up with, like, talking about, like, the Alex Jones isn't the canary in the coal mine shit, and
yeah,
they put a fucking article on Actify. I just straight up forgot to mention. I was like, oh
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's also because Michael Graham's an ill cat. Like, that nigga, cuz doesn't do anything but watch horror movies and play jazz trumpet. Like, Michael Graham is an ill nigga, man. Like, you gotta check that cat out. Who was that? Swamp Commie and Swamp Commie and the what? And the drone?
Yes.
Yeah, and I saw, like, cuz I didn't know them by the name Swamp Commie. I recognized that person by their, whatever their gov name was.
Yeah, well, I think that their Twitter, like, in place of their Twitter name, I think they have Kamala Harris as a cop.
That's the one. And they were on Actify Chat, like, when they, like, one of, like, their second or third YouTube video they made.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I heard somebody say this. They said, nobody liked Hillary Clinton because actually she was honest. And she said, think about it. Hillary said, this is essentially as good as it gets, and I can't do much for you.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, yeah, Hillary, in that right, Hillary was an honest politician,
mm-hmm.
saying, I could do some incremental fine,
right.
and that's about it. So, yeah, like, we fuck with them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Halper's a bigger name. Katie, not really an affiliate. We just, you interact with that nigga sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund, where you can look at it and see how much is coming into the Wine Cellar Media Fund.
Yes.
But there's going to be some Wine Cellar Media Fund going towards some vehicle car.
Whew, yeah.
Yeah, because what? September 14th, I hope, is the day that we have enough money for a down payment.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, like, I'm planning my overtime around it. I'm planning the way... like, we're going to get groceries, like, what? You're like, you're going to go to the food pantry?
Right.
Yeah, like, we're going to try to, we're cutting up and mixing up the dollars like a cold-ass DJ. We're going to try to replace this vehicular because we need to get to and from our places of exploitation so that we can pay to live somewhere that is owned by someone that doesn't live here.
Capitalism is amazing. The market provides if you can afford it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and just the last one, last two in the archive chat space. Jay May said at Face Attack and Face Attack an innocent hand, and Tally Loco said I'm checking out Phoenix's eyeshadow game.
Thank you. It's actually my favorite eyeshadow palette.
It is called a palette.
Wow.
What, you're telling me it's not called a palette? Nah, niggas, is the wildest. And the rhymes I kick is the phallus. I step up to the mic in a dashiki and jeans and let these niggas see what the fuck I mean when I get up on it and kick a couple of bars. And you know that the rhymes is coming out hard, but going too far. We take a little bit further. Not like a white man committing white murders when she was coming out the gas station. And that's how I could tell his ass was hating. So we shot her in the arm. She didn't know that she'd been shot. She just knew that the pain came a lot. She got home and saw a bullet in the flesh and said, God damn, that dude's a hot mess. And then he confessed to 5 more shootings. We was like, God damn, do you riot? Do you lootin'? Yeah, this, that, the other. All right. Wine cellar. Fuckers. It is the wine cellar. Have a good one.